Welcome back to Beyond the Meme, where we dive deep into the intersections of technology, culture, and philosophy. Today, we're tackling a question that strikes at the heart of human connection. Can AIs truly understand us, or are they just simulating empathy? With AI chatbots becoming part of our everyday lives, this is more than just a philosophical debate. It's a question of real-world impact.
That's right. From mental health apps to virtual companions, AI is stepping into roles traditionally reserved for humans. One fascinating example is Weight Watchers, which has integrated an AI chatbot to provide empathetic support for its users. But how far can these systems go in replicating human emotional intelligence? And what are the risks of outsourcing our emotional labor to machines?
We'll explore real-world applications of algorithmic empathy, investigate whether these tools truly connect with us, or just mimic connection, and dive into the ethical and societal implications of relying on AIs for emotional support. Let's get started. Let's start with how algorithmic empathy is showing up in the real world. One standout example is Weight Watchers, which uses an AI chatbot to help users stay motivated and feel supported. It's not just about answering questions. This chatbot sends encouraging messages, shares tips, and even exchanges emojis to create a sense of genuine care.
Exactly. The chatbot uses advanced natural language processing to understand user input and provide tailored responses. It's designed to handle about 70% of member interactions without human intervention, and members have rated it highly for its empathetic tone and helpfulness. For many users, it's like having a personal coach who's always available.
And Weight Watchers isn't alone. Mental health apps like Wyza and Wobot are using similar technology to provide emotional support. These AI tools offer coping strategies, mindfulness exercises, and even crisis management tips. The goal is to make emotional support accessible anytime, anywhere.
But it's not just about convenience. For people who feel isolated or hesitant to seek human help, these tools can be a lifeline. Virtual companions are also gaining traction, providing conversation and companionship for individuals who might otherwise feel lonely.
Now, let's dig deeper. Can AIs like Weight Watchers chatbot or Wyza truly empathize? Or are they just simulating empathy? At their core, these systems rely on data and pattern recognition. They're excellent at identifying emotional cues and responding in ways that feel supportive. But does that qualify as empathy?
That's the key question. Human empathy stems from lived experience and shared understanding. AIs, on the other hand, are programmed to replicate empathetic responses based on training data. They don't feel emotions, but they can mimic the language of emotion convincingly.
So, does it matter if the empathy isn't real? For many users, the experience of feeling understood might be enough. But there's a risk here. If people start to rely too heavily on AIs for emotional connection, could it weaken our ability to empathize with each other?
And what happens when these systems get it wrong? Misinterpreting emotional cues or offering inappropriate responses could harm users instead of helping them. This is especially concerning in sensitive contexts like mental health support.
This brings us to the ethical side. What are the risks of outsourcing emotional labor to machines? One concern is that it could erode human-to-human relationships. If we're turning to AIs for support instead of each other, are we losing something vital about what it means to connect?
There's also the issue of bias. AIs learn from data, and if that data includes biases, the systems can perpetuate them. For example, a chatbot might unintentionally reinforce stereotypes or provide advice that's insensitive to certain cultural contexts.
And then there's the question of attachment. Some users might form emotional bonds with these systems, believing them to be more than they are. While that connection can be beneficial, it can also lead to disappointment or confusion when the limitations of the technology become apparent.
Ultimately, we need to ask, are we using these tools as a complement to human connection, or are they becoming a substitute? A perfect cultural lens for this is the film Ex Machina. In the movie, the AI Ava simulates empathy and connection so convincingly that she manipulates the protagonist into helping her escape. This raises critical questions about trust and authenticity in AI interactions, especially when emotional manipulation becomes a possibility. The answer will shape how these technologies impact our society.
Today, we've explored how algorithmic empathy is changing the way we interact with technology and each other. From Weight Watchers chatbot to mental health apps, these tools offer valuable support, but they also raise complex questions about the nature of empathy and connection.
Can these AIs truly understand us, or are they just reflecting patterns back at us? And more importantly, how do we balance the benefits of these systems with the need to maintain authentic human relationships?
As we look ahead, it's clear that algorithmic empathy has the potential to enhance our emotional well-being, but only if we use it wisely. Let's make sure these tools serve to strengthen, not replace, our connections with each other.
Tomorrow, we'll explore another fascinating topic, AI and the redefinition of work and labor. How is AI transforming our roles, reshaping the meaning of work, and altering economic systems as we know them? Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and let curiosity guide us responsibly toward a future shaped by both innovation and wisdom.